Good morning. You're listening to FloorDaily.net. I'm Kemp Haar, and this morning we have with us Al Penny, who is the owner and CEO of Monticello International. How you doing, Al?
Very good, Kemp.
Thanks for agreeing to be with us and talking to our listeners. Actually, I'm excited to have you on. Congratulations on your recent acquisition of what used to be known as Thomas Industries, which you're now calling Monticello International. One of the first questions, I mean, you're no stranger to the flooring business, are you?
No, in fact, I've been in the flooring industry since 1977.
Okay.
When I was originally working and got hired out of the UK, where I did my education. I'm a textile engineer from Leeds University, and they were looking, in those days, Mohawk Industries, known as Mohasco, that was looking for a person that spoke Spanish and had a major in carpets. And I was asked to come over to Mexico and help them to run the operation over there.
Okay.
In those days, Mexico had a closed border situation, so we had our own jute mill at the time. We had all types of, we had the woolen system, we had the semi-worsted system. We used to stock dye, we used to piece dye, we used to continuous dye.
Mm-hmm.
Then we had a BCF plant, in which we had what in those days was a very popular product here in the United States. I think it was called Canyon Paradise, that we used to produce and sell very well in the Mexican market. And eventually, we also did automotive, we did Axminster, we did Wilton's, we did Vanderbilt's to make rugs.
Is this all with Mohawk?
Yeah, all this was Mohawk in the same facility. Well, in different facilities, but in the same town. And we had three or four ovens in the finishing line. And then when David Culp and company decided to do a leverage buyout, I believe it was in the early 90s,
mm-hmm.
when Mohasco decided to become Mohawk Industries, and they decided that it was better to leave the Mohawk operation outside this process, and therefore, at that time, I contributed to selling the company on, and it was eventually bought, I believe, by Tersa, which is a company that is made up partly by Shaw and partly by another group, Mexican group called Alpha, and they now still have the Mohawk name and the Luxor name, which was another name that we went by. So I've been coming backwards and forwards into Dalton for many, many years, buying equipment. We bought a lot of equipment from primarily CMC,
mm-hmm.
and Tufco, and we bought a lot of equipment from Mackie, which is a semi-worsted system up in Northern Ireland. And so it's been essentially a very sort of diverse education in the floor covering industry.
I'd say. I mean, let me just mirror what you've been saying. Now you actually went to school in the UK, and you came and got, you entered this business working with Mohawk because they were
right.
They were looking for a Spanish speaking executive, and
right.
and you spent a majority of your time then in the carpet sector of Mohawk's business until. Mm-hmm. All of that ownership change happened. Now, when was that? That was in the midnight?
Early 90s, I believe it was.
Okay.
But I think it was then. It was whenever David Coble, who was the CEO at the time, when Don Mercer was there, Fran Procopio, decided that they were going to do a leverage buyout and turn the company into a different direction,
all right,
which they did eventually. I remember when they bought First Horizon, and that's the first time I met Ralph Bowe and Peter Spire and so on
yeah.
and so forth. So it's been a, and then after that, I started my own business, which was by that time the borders had opened, NAFTA had come into play, so we could bring in some American carpets into the Mexican market, and that's exactly what we did.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, we started putting distribution systems throughout Mexico. And this company was eventually bought by Beaulieu and became Beaulieu of Mexico. I run it for about 4 years. And then I started, after that, was bringing in some European carpet, bringing in a very specialized European carpet, rugs that had kids' highways that you can play in, rugs that we were very successful with that as well. And eventually I found while I was in Europe that laminate existed, so I started bringing in laminate. But in the meantime, I was always also very, very close to what in those days was Templeton Mattel, because I used to buy a hospitality carpet from this company.
Okay, and so at that, during all this, you're bringing goods into Mexico for domestic consumption in Mexico.
That is correct, yes, okay. And hospitality.
All right.
And this is where our first time we started working with Jerry Thomas and his brother Mike.
Yeah, so you were a customer.
I was a customer, and we used to buy and resell down there. We weren't an agent, but we used to buy and resell.
Mm-hmm.
And we covered a lot of hotels in the Mexican market, including Cancun cities, Mexico City. We did a lot of hotels in that area with Templeton Carpet. So I became very familiar with the product and very familiar with the owners, and this is why perhaps I had such a strong relationship with the present or past ownership.
All right, so let's move to the current day. Current day, you continue to own companies that import flooring products into Mexico, other companies.
And the United States. We bring in laminate from Europe, and we bring laminate from China, specialized laminate from China.
Mm-hmm.
And I also am in the process of acquiring a hardwood mill in Mexico, which makes specialized hand scrape product, niche product, as it were. So the carpet that we produce here is going to be a great complement to what we already do.
Mm-hmm.
In between Mexico and U.S., we bring in between 130 to 150 trucks of laminate a month.
Okay. Now, what brand names or what was the company that is in the import export of laminate?
Oh, that one is called Krono Swiss of America.
Okay, Krono Swiss of America.
Oh. Yeah, and we bring that. But at the same time, we have a second. In Krono Swiss of America, we only bring the Krono Swiss brand.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have another company called Euro Laminates, in which we bring in other companies into the U.S., like Klassen. And recently, we are in the process of putting together a deal with Pergo that they want a company to take care of. They apparently have a contract with the 8,000 dealerships throughout Central and South America, Volkswagen dealerships, that is.
Okay.
And we're putting that thing together to make sure that all these 8,000 different dealerships, you know, we have to go over there, different countries, put the product down, certify it, and move on to another country. So we're in the process of doing that as we speak.
I see. All right. So now that you own what was Thomas Industries, and mm-hmm. from my understanding now, Thomas Industries was really three businesses in one. It was the value grade level carpet for the residential market.
Right.
Then it was the hospitality market, some actually very nice hospitality products that move on up into the mid and upper range of the hospitality market.
Correct.
And then the third business, I guess, was the Mattel business, which was the manufacturing of olefin-based fibers. Is that correct?
Not strictly, but 80% correct. This company also has Superior Yarn, which is a fairly large...
Superior Yarn, that's right.
Yeah, fairly large company that produces the three fibers, polyester, BCF and nylon and polypropylene, and roughly 50% of the capacity can be absorbed by this company. The other 50% goes into the open market.
Okay.
And indeed, you're right in what you say that Templeton Hospitality Carpet is still where it is. It's got a very resilient brand name. It's
mm-hmm.
it's been out there for a long time. Then Mattel, which is I would put Mattel to be a specialty brand that works doing mats and doing some very inexpensive polypropylene, and exports quite a bit of that. And it's in the commodity, but with a certain degree of specialization attached to it. Even though that might sound like an oxymoron, but it is a niche commodity, as it were.
Okay.
And then we have Monticello brand that at the moment we are not producing into the home centers where they were before.
Okay.
Because simply it doesn't make commercial sense at the moment.
Mm-hmm. All right, so now that you've owned them, and I think as of last week is when you opened under the new name.
That's right. This is our fifth working day.
How much are you going to change at the business? Are you planning to change much?
No, not really. We're really going down to basics. We are going to, having bought the company debt-free, of course, is a huge advantage. We have streamlined it so as to be able to be very competitive in the market with our prices. We will do as much as we can with Templeton and help our agents make more money with us, and we are keeping the Monticello brand. Will now have Monticello carpets, Monticello laminates, Monticello hardwood. They're all going to be private label as Monticello.
Okay.
Going up the road, and the Mattel has put forward a great strategy of a group. It's a small group of SKUs, but very competitively priced. To go into a very specialized market.
Right.
We will be obviously using our distribution system that we have in south of the border, and also we are going to work very hard of increasing our presence in the Canadian market as well.
Okay, so headquarters will continue to be in Dalton?
Yes, the Dalton is our headquarters here, and the laminate at the moment is in Houston.
Mm-hmm.
Even though we do have a distribution warehouses in East L.A., close to Ontario, and we have distribution warehouses in Dallas. We have distribution warehouses in Houston, and now, of course, we have a distribution warehouse here in Dalton.
Okay. So, actually, Al, you personally, will you be still Houston-based, or will you be moving to Dalton, or have you decided?
I am going to be moving to Dalton, even though I will miss the heat of Houston.
Yeah, I'd say so. Wintertime's not a good time to move up here, is it?
I'm just finding out.
Yeah. This is very interesting. And, you know, as we watched Jerry and his brother, I mean, are they going to be involved in the business at all? Or?
Well, Jerry's been such a, he's a person that has enormous knowledge and depth of experience that I would like to keep him as close to me as long as I can, because full of good advice and knowledge, so that I don't step into any minefields.
Right.
So he will be staying with us as long as I can keep him.
Okay, good. I know that you know, he had been considering many different options for selling the business through an investor group, I think, out of Denver. And just after this recent situation, we almost saw this business go, I think, over to Milliken. And so now you've ended up with it. It's very good that you're going to continue to, that there will continue to be this business.
Yes, it's gone through some strange twists and turns in the last 2 years. You're completely correct. I just feel very fortunate that I just happened to. There's so much talent here. There's so much experience. We got the equipment, and I believe we got good brand names out there. And together with the hard surface, I think that the synergies between this, it's going to be fabulous. We're all quite excited about the future.
Okay, where will be the first place that the market will be able to see what your products are and what your whole outlay is?
Surfaces will probably, have a fairly large surface booth together with Crohn's, so we'll be there showing the new face of Monticello International.
All right, so you'll be combining the space that you had with Krona Swiss, and you'll also have the Hanley Wood people are going to allow you to kind of move that together and have one location. Is that what you're doing?
Yes.
Okay, fantastic. All right. Well, I look forward to speaking to you personally, actually, in Las Vegas in the 1st of February.
Okay.
And we're about to run out of time. I do appreciate you. There's been several people that have been interested to know exactly what happened to Thomas Industries, which is now called Monticello International, which is run by Al Penny, the new president, owner, and CEO, and Kemp Haar. And you've been listening to FloorDaily.net.